From KRCB-FM, Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic legislative leaders have reached a transportation funding deal that includes five new taxes and fees. As Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, it's not yet clear the package can reach the necessarily two-thirds supermajorities to pass.
The deal would raise the gasoline excise tax 12 cents a gallon and the diesel excise tax 20 cents a gallon, plus increase the sales tax on diesel as well. Then there's a fee on electric vehicles, which don't use gas and so aren't subject to the gas tax, and a fee on all vehicles that would range from $25 to $175 a year, based on the value of each vehicle. Governor Brown says the roughly $5 billion a year in new revenue would pay for road and bridge repairs, public transit improvements, and more.
There'll be some critics that'll say, oh, it costs money. Yes, it costs money. And if the roof in your house is, leaking, you better fix it because it gets worse all the time.
Now comes the arm twisting, and it won't be easy. Republicans are already slamming the deal for raising California's already sky-high cost of living. So every Senate Democrat and all but one in the Assembly will likely need to vote for the package. That vote is scheduled for next Thursday, the day before lawmakers adjourn for spring break. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
The Chief Justice of the California Supreme Court says it's entirely legal for federal authorities to arrest immigrants at state courthouses, but it also jeopardizes public safety. Chief Justice Tani Kantil Sakaue made her comments one day after the nation's top immigration enforcement official told a forum in Sacramento that the courthouse arrests would continue.
Again, I am not saying do not enforce immigration laws. I'm asking them to consider the impact of enforcing those in courthouses where people flee in fear that ICE is there and cases fall apart for people who are there to protect themselves.
In January, the Trump administration issued an executive order that expands when federal authorities are allowed to arrest immigrants who have not been convicted of a crime. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.